קדושים יהיו לאלוקיהם, ולהיכללו שם אלוקיהם. וכהנים אף תביא קדושים. מה זה בהיכללו שם אלוקיהם? כי אישי השם לחם אלוקיהם, הם מקריבים, הם מקריב, קורבנות, כביכול, סעודות של אלוקיהם, והיו קודש, they have to be קודש. Where does this pasuk go on? Does it go on the halachas before, priests from Tumas Meis, or does it go on the Hemshech? Isha zoyna v'chalola lo yikochu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikochu, ki kodeshu lelukov, וכי דשתוי, כי אסלחם אלוקיך, הוא מקריב, קודש יהיה לך, כי קודש אני השם אלוקיך. מקדישכם. It's Rashi learns, in the beginning of Kedoshim, this parasha, the psukim of Kedusha, go on the psukim on the Hemshech. It's a hakdome to the psukim on the Hemshech. So it's Rashi, Kedoshim to you. What's the pshat? Kedoshim to you. Have a prushim mino arayas umino avera. Prishus means the kedusha means prishus, means to separate yourself. Shekol mokim shato moitzi geder erva and to moitzi kedusha. It's not only erva. Enochanami rashzo mino avera. Viporish mino avera. Aber kol mokim shatamoitzi geder erva atamoitzi kedusha. Where do we see that? From our parsha. Isha zoyne v'chalolo ani Hashem mekadishchem. V'lo yichalel zaroi b'ad kohen gadol ani Hashem mekadshoi. Kedoshim yiyu, that's our pasuk we just read. Isha zoyne v'chalolo lo yikochu. Is kedoshim yu le'elokeyem le'ichalud u'shem elokeyem yes ishe Hashem lechem elokeyem hey makim hoyu kodesh isha zoyne v'chalola lo yikochu. They mustn't marry these type of women that there's an akuda of erva. Isha grusha mi isha lo yikochu. She was married once to someone else when the second marriage. So we're having machshavas also of her first husband. Ki kodeshu lelukov, v'kidashtoi, zochtrashi v'kidashtoi al kolchoi. Shim loirotza legarish, halkeyu v'yasreyo achi garish. She'll give him malchus until he divorces. V'kidashtoi bal kolchoi. Keslechem lekechahu makriv. Kodesh yeloch, ki kodesh ani Hashem mekadishchem. Dr. Arachaim, interessant chant. The Kiddashtoi says, the Kodesh Yieloch. Why is it telling us Kodesh Yieloch? This is Shema Toima, that normally Kedusha, Mekom Okoim, comes from the mensch himself. It's a madrega, which a mensch has to come in. Meritzoinai. From his cheshek to be miskadesh, so here you have somebody, a kohen, he doesn't want to become kodesh. Can we force someone to be kodesh? How can you force someone to be kodesh? So the kedusha comes from the madrega, from the mensch himself. So the kiddashta, you can force him, you koifer. Why? Ki kodesh yeloch. Because Kedusha's Kehuna is different than Kedusha elsewhere. Legabi this Nekuda. Ka Kedusha, Niknes Bechinas and Niknes Beratzen. You're kind of Kedusha when you want to. Uba Shlomas Achefetz Vacheshek Ba. Velo Bikvia. Zer Oma Ki Kodeshu. Hirish. לא להמשיך לו קדושה מחדש, שכבר הוא קדוש. אלא, שלא להאבד קדושה עושה. The coin is קדוש. קדושה זכהונה.
The Meiridik Kedusha, that the Kohen is born with that level of Kedusha. And these halachas, that he has to be a Kodesh, is that he must destroy his Kedusha. If he marries a Zoyna, a Chalola, he's going to destroy his Kedusha. But since he's Be'etzim Kodesh, you must let him destroy his Kedusha. V'kidashka Baal Korchei. That's, agav, why the Koyanim, they make a bracha, half the bracha they face the Oren, and then they turn round. What do they say facing the Oren? Asher, kedushonu, mikdushosu shel Aaron. And then they turn round with Tzivonu, the Vorekas. Why do they face the Oren? Because the big Bali Gaiva. I'm a Kayin. I have more Kedusha than all you guys. I have Kedusha's Aaron. I'm Choshev. No. The day is amongst the Rishonim, they should say it quietly. Not to be Mevayesh, the rest of Klal Yisrael. But a Maise, Asher Chelko. They have Kedusha's Kehuna. And then they turn around and they're Mevarechaz Gevaldik. But that Kedusha, that he's born into that Kedusha, comes with him. He mustn't destroy that Kedusha. What happens if he marries a Gerusha? He becomes a Cholol. What's a Cholol? Cholol Reik. He empties out that Kedusha that he had. But the Vayla Rashi's saying over here, that Kedusha is to be Poirish Bifrat from Arayas. It's a gather to separate yourself from Arayas. The Ramban learns the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu different than Rashi. Ramban learns ki yodua lachem that Kedoshim Tiyu is Kaddish Atzmecha b'mutaloch. The Davka Kedusha is to go lifnim mishur sadin. Rashi learns Porish min arayas or min avera. The Ramban learns Kedusha. No, it's not davka min avera. Kaddish atzmecha b'mutaloch shelo tiyeh novel birshus ha-toira. So over here, the Ramban explains the Kedusha is precious. Kasher pirashti. Seder shel malo says Einachanami the kedusha of the kohenim kedushim yula lelukeim is precious. Yoimar shafilu bemutali Yisrael you are kohenim prushim. Yibodlu mitumas amesim unasue hanoshim sheino hagunus lahem betaru binakias. So you see two things from this Ramban. The Ramban is the shitosai. The pshat in kedusha here is because it's mutali Israel. Zoino Chalol mutali Israel. So the Kedusha is that they're going Mikachim Atzvon but mutaloch. What is for others is muta. You also see Ramban learns that the Kedusha, the Pasuk goes Lemafreya as well on the Tumas Mesim. It's muta, and very often Mechuyev for Yisrael to be Metame Lemes. But the Kohen, his Kedusha is to go, to do things which are for others a muta. Al kol ponim. Whether we go like the Rashi or we go like the Ramban. Be'etzim the Yisod here, they're telling us that the Yisod of Kedusha is to be poirish. Kedusha is precious. Is separate yourself. Now, last week, we learned a whole mahalach in Achrei Mois. And we learned, it's Gevaldik Esvonoi, about the Issa of being makriv to Shadim, and Issa Dam to have Shaychus to Shadim. And there the Svonoi said a different definition of Kedusha. Is it the kasher kidshonu al keli yisparach v'hirchik es amay kviho efsha? Mirdoif achrei ha'orev bilti mo'il. Says the Sforno, the Rabbanishim was Mekadish as, what's Kedusha? Not to go after things which have no to'eles. So Kedusha is to use Olam Hazeh, like we said last week, Be'etzim, it's a gather of Komasef, you l'shem Shamayim, to channel our taivas and elevate our taivas and use them l'shem Shamayim. If you like, the Kedusha that the Rashi's saying, Geder and Erva, or Perej, Min Mashim Mutaloch, is a negative Nakuda. There's a love in more. And the Kedusha that's for now is a positive Mahalach. To have a Toelis from everything that we're using in the Olam HaGashmi. So what's the pshat? Now, you could say, what are you asking from the Sforno and the Rashi, and the Rashi and the Ramban? You're making one big chalant. Enochanami, so I'm making a chalant. There is, kimdumani, the yesod here of Kedusha is muskam ala koil, and I'll show you. Even in the Sforno, later on, we'll see the Sforno is masking to the Yisod. A mensch is a modna bria. The altar from Kelm said, the bria sa'adam is a meshuna dikashiduch. The Eibish that took the neshama El Yoina Kedosha Chelik Elokami Mal, and put it into a guf Bahami Ofer Mino Adomo Lehepech Hagomo from everything that the Neshama is about. And that's Brias Adam, and that's the Chashivas of Adam. The Adam is made up of these two direct opposites, a Neshama and a guf. And we understand and we know that the whole tachlis of the Bria is the Adam. And the tachlis of the Bria is that there should be a Bria who has Bechira, who will do things himself as opposed to everything else in the Bria. The Elyonim, the Malochim, the Kechavim, the Mazolos, the Shemesh, Yoreach, they'll do what they're told. Oisim Ritzon Koinam, no Shailas, no Milchomis, and the Behemas, and the Olam HaTachtoin, the Doimim, is also Oisim Ritzon Koinam. They don't have any Milchomis. You never saw a cow who decided to go and buy ice cream, or you can't buy the ice cream, or go into an ice cream store and fresh ice cream. He's happy with his grass and his water, and he makes his milk, and so. And you never saw any of the other behemoths change. You never saw a cow says, enough of this grass. I have to be a vegetarian. I see my friend the lion. Is Gishmaka have fresh meat? Why can't I have fresh meat? No? And the lion, well, I'm going to fresh grass all the time. I can get a nice lamb, dig my claws in, my teeth, and fresh, juicy steak. You don't have the shaila, like, do you want rare, medium, well done, whatever they call it. You don't have to bother with the grill. He takes it straight off. Yeah, there are people today also eat raw meat. Iron shom. I'll call upon him. The lion never wants to eat the grass, and he can't eat the grass. And the cow can't eat the meat. Doesn't have the teeth for it. Chutz from the Adam. The Eibishter wants the Adam to be a boicher. The Adam should become a yesh. We spoke last week. Tachlis of Sfiras HaOimer is to change the Oimer into yesh. The Adam is supposed to become an ish. Ish is a Lashon yesh. A real mitzvah, an independent mitzvah. So how did the Rebbeinu Shem create that? He brings his Heiligen and Shaman and a Guf Bahami and puts them together and gives the Adam the Koyach and Bechira to decide who is going to be Sholit on who. Both the Neshama and the Guf push a mensch to do all sorts of things. The Neshama, the Yisod HaSeichel, the Seichel, the Mechaiva mensch to do all sorts of things in his life. And on the other hand, the Guf has Taivas, the Guf has forces, Midas in the Guf, which also push a person to do things. And you have the Seichel from the Heiliger Nefesh, Heiliger Neshama, and the Taivas and the Midas from the Guf HaOfel. You have a Milchama. And B'derech Klal, sometimes the Guf wins, and sometimes the Neshama wins. What's the Mahalach of Chaim? Rebbeinu Shem made a milchama between the Guf and the Neshama. We can call it a different lashon if you like, Yetzer Hara and Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer Hara, in many ways of understanding what the Yetzer Hara is the Taivas HaGuf. The Medrash says in the beginning of Bereishis Rabba, not in the beginning, in the later on, so the Medrash, Toiv zu Yetzer HaToiv. Ma'oid, what's Ma'oid Toiv? What's just not just Toiv, but Ma'oid Toiv? Yetzer Hara. Ilulei HaYetzer Hara, says the Medrash, a mensch would never get married, would never have children, would never build a house. He wouldn't be able to function. What's the pshat? Explains the Gaon, we've spoken about it many times, explains the Gaon that the Taivas HaGuf, when they're channeled correctly, push us to do Maisim in this world. If we wouldn't have Taivas Achila, we wouldn't eat. And if we wouldn't have Taivas Nosha, we wouldn't get married. And our either Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to eat, and wants us to live, and wants us to bring the next Dar into the world, V'chulem. So it's called a Yetzer Hara because if you leave it unchanneled, it takes you to Ra. If he's the Balabas, he's going to push you to do all sorts of things. He's deciding. He'll take you to Ra. Unbridled, unchecked, Taiva will never stop. On the other hand, Eibishter gave us a Seichel, a Nefesh, and the Seichel, the Yetzer HaTov, dictates to us how we should live, what we should do, v'chol, machshavos of Kedusha. The Sefer Achinuch, in Mitzvah Ein Gimel, the Mitzvah of the Issa of Treifas, says, Mishol Sheha Mitzvah, Lefi Sheha Guf, Kli la nefesh. What is meant to be? What the Rebbeinu Shem wants is the guf should be a kli la nefesh. Uboi ta'ase pulosa. The nefesh, let's call it the seichel. The seichel is davar ruchni. The Rebbeinu Shem wants the Adam to live in this world and do physical maisim. How can the seichel do maisim? How can the nefesh do maisim? The nefesh can't do any maisim. The Eibishter gave us a guf, and the guf is shaykh to maisa. So the guf is meant to be meshamesh, the nefesh, the guf, is meant to be a kli for the nefesh. What the seichel, the nefesh, wants to do, it uses the guf to do those maisim. And without a guf, will never be able to do its malacha, what the nefesh came down here into this world. The nefesh is ruchni, so stay in by the Kisei HaKovod, that's the Olam HaRuchni. What did the nefesh come into this world for? Be mekayim ma'isa mitzvahs. Al kein bo betziloi letoivasa. So the Eibish to put the nefesh into the guf letoivasa of the nefesh. Below the ra'asa. Ki okel lo yora. Amal yeitiv lakol. The Eibish is kulei toiv. So why did he take the nefesh? Me'etzim, Chazal tell us, Sir Zichron brings from Kalis Rabbah, that the nefesh is soine oilum hazeh. Why did the Rebbeinu Shem bring the nefesh nevach into oilum hazeh? The Mishnah says, bal kocha to noilad. You'll ask the nefesh, when it's under the Kisei HaKovod, basking in the glory of the Kisei HaKovod in the Ruchnius, Reb Nefesh, we've got a gufele. As a shtick off or, and this guf is in a physical world. A gashmistika world. Do you want to go down and join the Nefesh? A vader nisht. Bal kochachat on oilat. Because the tachlis is not to have a free gift and to be basking in the glory of the Kisei HaKovod, but matnas chinam, the nefesh has to come down to this world and be oived in the nisyonos, and the nefesh has to take the guf and use the guf as a kli and elevate the guf and bring ruchnius to the guf, and then bar kochrat omeis, when the Rebbeinu Shem decides at kan, come back to the Kisei HaKovod. Now he comes back to the Kisei HaKovod. He earns, he deserves everything that he has. A completely different level of Hatova. Al kein ba betzila letoivasa leli ra'asa, ki ba'emes hakel do yera, amal yetiv lakoyl. Nimtso ki haguf bein yodeho kmo yatzvas biyad anapoch. The guf is like the tongs which the blacksmith uses to get hold of the molten metal. The nefesh is meant to use the guf to do maisim mitzvahs and to elevate the guf and bring and be zoiche to his dveikus b'Hashem. That's a beautiful picture. But what can happen, very often does happen, is the guf sees all his taivas, and the guf takes the chiyus of the nefesh, and the guf uses the chiyus of the nefesh to have its taivas. A guf without a nefesh is a guf meis, can't do anything. So he takes the nefesh and brings down the nefesh, takes all the chiyus of the nefesh, and then goes and runs off and does what he wants to do. And that's the milchama. Who's in charge? Who's going to use who? Is the guf going to use the nefesh, or the nefesh is going to use the guf? That's what life is all about. And in Yochanami, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't make it so easy. If it would be easy, then what would it be worth? What would Olam Haba be worth? It's not so easy. Me'etzim, the Yetzirah, the Taivas, Iluli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, O Yisroel, Eino Yochel Loi, on these the Siyata Dishmaya. We can't do it on our own. The Nefesh doesn't have the Koiches to reign in the Guf, Mitzad Atzmoy. He needs Siyata Dishmaya. But why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu help him? And who should HaKadosh Baruch Hu help? If he tries.
Sheva Yipol Tzadik. He tries and he falls sometimes because the goof is taka stronger than the Yetzirah is taka stronger. But he's trying. Ishtadali Dovik Boy says the Mesillas Yeshoim, then the Rabbeinu Shalom helps. And then he can get to a targa which he elevates the goof higher and higher. The Mesillas Yeshoim tells us, Per Yud Gimu, Bebiya Midas Hapricious. Hapricious he Tchilas HaChasidus. Vetire, he says, Komashe bi'anu ad ato, humashe mitztorech el ha'odom li'ishiyah tzadik. The three sha'arim which you had before, or maybe it's four, if you say there's also Torah. Torah may be elidei zehirus. Zehirus may be elidei zrisus. Zrisus may be elidei nikius. All these three sha'arim, zehirus, zrisus, and nikius, be'etzem, adikduk ba'alocha. Digdug belavin in Zahirus, digdug beesin in Zrisus, we mekaim the esin with a cheshek in Zrisus, and Nikius is absolute digdug in Alocha, not to fall to so-called heterim, v'chulet, be medaktik, medaktik, medaktik. So these three shorim are chayv, every yid is chayv. And that, in order to be a tzaddik, so we have a very funny, we've made corrupted Lashon HaKodesh. Because for us, a tzaddik is somebody, yotze min haklal. A man, shoes, clays, wears fancy clothes. Maybe he's got a big furry hat, got a lot of hair, and he can do all sorts of fancy stuff. He can roll his eyeballs up and down and thing, and can tell you that he's connected with the Olam HaElyonim and tell you all sorts of future things. Depends how clever he is, what type of future things he's going to tell you. Tomorrow morning, I see you're going to get up. Oof, some people, it's a mamash, Ruach HaKodesh, a nes mamash. I mean, I'll call upon him. That for us is a tzaddik. And a chosid. Chosid is the guy who wears fancy clothes of a different, more poshut. So who's more choshev? Tzaddik or chosid? In the world we live in, tzaddik is more choshev than chosid. But leave the emes, in Lashon HaKodesh, it's fakert. What's a tzaddik? Shitztiku is a hatzaddik. Shitztiku is a tzaddik means a person who's innocent. That means a tzaddik is a person's mekayim, shulchan aruch. When he comes lema'ala, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will say he was mekayim, everything was supposed to be mekayim. What's a chosid? Chosid miloshen chesed. He was moisif on shulchan aruch. Chosid is a person who's moisif on what he's mechuyev. He goes lifnim mishur sadin. The first three shorim zliya l'shiye tzadik umikanu v'lahala hu l'shiye chosid. The hemshich of the sefer is to be a chosid. V'nimtza haprishus im achasidus. And now we're talking about the midas lefnim mishur sadin. So we have prishus and we have chasidus. Doctor, prishus in chasidus is like zehirus with zrisus. The Pasuk David HaMelech tells us the Mahalach in Avodah is first Sur Meira and then Asay Toiv. First there's Zahirus and then he comes as Rizus. First there's Precious and then you come to Chasidus. And he says, in a klala precious who masha omru zichronim livrocha kadesh atzmecha b'mutaloch. V'zoisi hara'osa shel amila atzma precious. What does precious mean? Ramban told us, kdoshim means precious, prushim to you. Rashi tells us that also means precious. What does the word precious mean?
Reitzeloima lios poirish umarchik atzmo min adovo. Precious means to separate yourself. Kadesh atzmo b'mutaloch means to separate yourself from things which are mutar. Over here he's going more like the Ramban. Vahainu she'oise al atzmo dva heta. So, Precious and Chasidus is already at the Darga of Kedusha. But at the end of the Sefer, there's a separate Darga called Kedusha. Perichovov, the end of the Sefer, Bebiyum Bidas HaKedusha. There's a Madrega much higher than Precious and Tahara and Chasidus. When you go, the Sefer is built, it's a ladder. And the highest level of the ladder is the level of Kedusha. But he talks about Kedusha here, in Precious and Chasidus. Now there's darkness in Kedusha. What's the midah of Kedusha? Kipshutoin. He says, Haishtadlis. So he explains, first of all, that Kedusha works on two levels, this Madrega. He says, Tchilosi ishtadlus v'sofer matona. Be'etzem the Madrega of Kedusha is beyond the human being. V'haynu she'tchilosu ma she'odam mekadesh atzmai, v'sofer ma she'mekadshim oisoi. U'ma she'omru zichroni nivrocha, odam mekadesh atzmai ma'at, that's what we can do, mekadshim oisoi harbi. Odam mekadshim atzmai milamato, mekadshim oisoi milamalo. The Madrega of Kedusha is Be'etzem Matana, but you have to start this human effort to do it. But you can't get to the level completely of Kedusha yourself. But if you start, Rabban Hashem will bring you to that Darga. What is the Hishtadlus? Talking on the highest Madrega now. Ha Hishtadlus hu Sheyeha Odom Nivdal V'netak Min Achomiyus Legamrei. Absolutely separate from Chomrius. Umizdabik tomid bechol eis ubechol shah belokius. And then he's dabik completely, completely, always with Hashem. And then he said that's be'etzim a madriga of a malach. And Vashneitzel, we understand from that why it's a matana to get to such a darga. Tomid bechol eis or bechol shah that he's davik b'Hashem, and afterwards he's mevayer that when the kaddish eats, it's a korban; when the kaddish drinks, it's nisuchim, brings chazalim. That every single thing the kaddish does is completely with dveikus b'Hashem. The madrega, if we go back to Perek Yud Gimel, Precious and Chasidus, is nowhere near that. It's on the kav, it's on the line of that. It's not that. It's not tomid, completely focused on Hashem Yisbarach. When the chosid does mitzvahs, he's mechaven, he's poirish from Yisurim, the porosh. So it's a ladder. And the haschola of Kedusha is takapricious on all different levels. And the tachlis of Kedusha is to get to that level that we're focused ultimately completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sugi at the beginning of Kedusha. The Mishnah starts in Kedushin, Oish Niknes, and the second pairing is Oish Mekadesh. Frag the Gemara, why did you use here Loshen Niknes, and there you use the Loshen Mekadesh? So the Gemara, Meikora Tana Lishna Daraisa, Levesov Tana Lishna Darabonon. Mekadesh is the Lishna Darabonon. Umay Lishna Darabonon. So what is this Loshen? Hey, what do you want, Mietz Hashem, when you get married? You're going to tell your your kala, your wife to be, Hare at mekudeshes li. What do you mean by that? What does it mean that she's mekudeshes? What does it mean that the ish is mekadesh the isha? So the Gemara, the osa lo al kula alma kehektish. Be'etzim, when he's mekadesh the isha, he's being matil an isa on the whole world. He's making her into an eshes ish. Beforehand, she was a penuya. And when he's mekadesh her, before you get to nisuin, kedushin, which is before in nisuin, then she's chal on her. He's matil on her, an isa eshes ish. And that's the pshat in the word mekadesh, kedushin. Like hektish, like a korban. He's making it to a korban. Sometimes marriages, how can make the wife into a total korban, nebach? And he thinks he's mamash korban, and he does hefshet, v'nituach, v'choli lo'ishim, v'chule. Oh, but that's not what it means, Rabbi said. So Tosfos, so what is the pshat, taich of the word mekudesh? What does that actually mean? The thing? Pashto, the milsus of Toysus, mekudeshesli means meyuchedesli or mezumenesli. Kedusha means meyuchot, set aside. Meyuchot to me. Mezumenesli. Fake Toysus. So if that's what Hariat mekudeshes means, you are meyuchot to me. Says, can you use that and it's that we do that Aliday Kinyan, Rishaniknes. Can we do use that lotion other places of Kinyan? Can I say that this talus is Mekudishli? Mius of Toysus im Hoya Oime talus zu Mekudishli, ain near a Shayoy. It won't work. Why? The Gabi Isha. Bamesha misyachedis liyo isloi, he neseres lakoil. Kedusha is a double side pu'ula. There's the asering her al kola oilam and be miyached her to her husband. But when you're koine a talus, you don't aser it on everybody. It happens to be yours. Somebody else has to ask your reshus, but it's mutter for him to use. You can't use somebody else's wife. What do we see from this? Kedusha is a double-sided process. Be'etzim Kedusha is yichud. Be'etzim Kedusha is to be kodesh l'Hashem, to be miyuchad l'Hashem, to focus our lives on Hashem. But Kedusha comes with the tzad ho'isa sheba. If there's no Issa Sheba, then there's no Kedusha. Komokim Shatomoyitze, Gedesh Shel Erevon Shomatomoyitze, Kedusha. The Tachlis of being Mekadesh, the Kohen, is that he should be Kodesh Lelukov. That he should be Oved Hashem. In the Beis Hamikdash, he should be Poinel Hashem Yisbarach in everything he does. In order to get to that yichud that he's focusing on Hashem, we have to separate him from erva. According to the Rabban, separating him from tuma is also a process of kedusha here. Say, Nachanami, there's no stira for what we see in the Sfonoi. The kedusha is koma seru l'shem shamayim. Kedusha is focusing on Hashem. But it's no stira to say Kedusha is precious. Because Be'etzim, if a person can't be Poirish, and if he thinks he's being Miyachid himself to Kedusha, he's fooling himself. If you can't be Sholit on the goof, if you can't stop the goof, and you can't say no to your taivas, then you're fooling yourself if you think that I'm channeling my taivas, and I'm using all my taivas, l'shem shamayim, Oh, komaser l'shem shamayim. It's not true. You're being used by the goof. And even you're so not in touch with what's going on. You're even being fooled by the goof. The goof is telling you, this is all Kedusha. This is all Helik. This is all this. You don't have any control of your goof. To the first stage, to become a neshama mensch, dahainu, that the neshama should be shown it on the goof, is to be poirish, to be able to say no to the typhus. And then you can listen to the seichel and use your goof like the seichel dictates. And eventually, halavai, a mensch could come to that madrega of Kedusha, at the end of Mesilas Yeshayim, that he's kulay davik bashem, absolutely tamid b'chol isu b'chol sha. But the haschole shiv haschole is sehiras, and tzrizus, and then precious, and then chasidus. And there's a vaita, the targus afterwards. They bring the Rebbe Yeruchim, the Tchilas Aliyosa in Avoida. Rebbe Yeruchim, Zeich Tzadik, Mikodesh Livrocha, the Mashgiach in Mer Yeshiva, before the war. They found Pinchas, though when he was very young, he was mekabel on himself to be mevatel, to go against his Ritzoynes, I think it says 5 times a day. I want to get up and go and have a coffee. No. I'll break my rotzen. I'll go and have my coffee in 10 minutes. You need the coffee? If you need the coffee, say it. It's l'shem shavayim. But who's saying that you want the coffee? The nefesh or the goof? You need to, sometimes a person needs to rest more. Who's deciding that? The goof or the nefesh? So the first Rebbe Ruchem said to make sure that it's coming from the seichel and not the goof. No. I'm not going to do what I want by rotzen. And then maybe half an hour later, I'll go and take a rest. Who's in charge? Who's pushing us? The goof or the nefesh? And in Parsha of Tzitzis, the Pasuk says, you put on tzitzis, v'ayo lechem letzitzis, u'ri'ise moisei. Interessant, machlokes, what is oisei? Tzitzis lashon nekeva, so it should be u'ri'ise moisei. Chel is also lashon nekeva. Maybe it's the psil to cheles. That's the oisai. And the Gemara's mashma, going to certain days, oisai is the shechina. Reisem oisai. See the shechina. You'll realize the kisei hakovod. Uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. Vasisem oisai. You remember all the mitzvos, you do the mitzvos. And you won't go like a zoino, taiva, yetzahara, after your lave, which is retzoinus, in your eyes. An interessante chazal that says, what's sasuru? It's Lashon Sur, Tur, like the English word Tur comes from it. Like Nitur Ha'oretz, like the Meraglim went the Tur Ha'oretz. Halev Einayim HaMeraglim the Guf. So in Chazal, the Rotzen, the Lev, the Rotzen, and the Einayim, a Meraglim. Umesalsvim Lo'yes Averus, and they bring him, they bring him Averus the whole time. And we said before, who's in charge? Who's pushing you to do things? What's the mania? What's the motive? Who's motivating you to do something? It's gan shayach. It's the ayin and the lev and then the guf. Well, 1 second. The pasuk says, "Vakeret." Rasasuru archei levavchem neachrei neichem. And Chazal say the ayin royev alev choymed. Teretz sees. A mensch sees what he wants to see. It actually all starts with the lev. But if the lev is not sholeit on his rotzen, then he sees all sorts of things. And then mimela, it increases the chemda of the lev. Or mimela, it's just a process, the guf I say. And if the lev doesn't want to see, a mensch walks in the street and he's nizhar, he doesn't want to be over any averas. If he trains himself to think in learning, there are no prutzes in the street. He doesn't see them. But if he wants, the lev wants, then the ayin's royev, a lev choim meid. So the posuk, Nogi otzitzis, re'isem oisoi, uschartem is called mitzvah sashem, asisem oisom, and you won't go after. Veloisos rachre levavchim vachre neichem, ashatim zoinim achreichem. A man realizes, I'm just going after my eyes. I walk in the street and I see something and I can't control my eyes. It's znus. You're not in control. You're letting the yetzer be in control. Your eyes be in control. It's nus. But the pasuk carries on. The man tizkeru, vasisem is called mitzvosoi. You just told me that. The Chorah is a careful notion. Uschadim is called mitzvah Hashem. Vasisim oisom. The man tizkeru. Vasisim is called mitzvah oisai. What's the careful notion? So the sponai. So you shouldn't say that each one's a shitos and the ganze machloik is here. So the sponai. Uisim oisai. Uschadim is called mitzvah Hashem. Tizkeru shatem avodim lekel yisbarach. The tzitzis is going to remind you you're an eved. Shekibaltem mitzvoisav ba'ala bishvua. You're a makabalist mitzvus. Ba'ala bishvua. You're mechoyev. V'zeh, how are you going to remember this? Bir oisem at tzitzis, shehu kechosim ha'odem ba'avodav. In the old days, five stories from the Gemara's Mashma like that, that one of the simonim of an eved, they used to put threads on his clothing, I think like tzitzis. And I was assuming this guy's an eved. And we have the choysim ha'avdus. We're avodim. And I look at this, I'm an eved. An eved's bakonche. An eved belongs to the other. How did I become an eved? I made the Allah shvur, nasa v'nishma v'chule. Ubezeh techtelu misor acharei levavchem lahasik shriros levavchem. And this way you'll stop yourself just going after tour without any kavana, like a tourist. Yeah, you go here, you go there, you look, you know, where are you going? To go after shriros levavchem, what you're either shriros levavchem means lashon shur, what the heart sees. Or shriros lashon shrir, that is stark, like a muscle is a shrir. Shriros levavchem, your obstinacy of your lave. Ba'oysher, v'kovoid. I want money, I want kovoid. Wherever this is going to take me. Vafilu ali degezel. Vachre eneichem. Hasik taivis shenosatim eneichem bohem. How are you going to stop yourself? The first you saw this, look at the tzitzis. You're an eved. You belong to Hashem. You're mekabel mitzvahs. And that will stop you from going after shriyus levavchem. Asher atem zoinim achreichem, achreyem, matim nafshechem hasichlis bohen, midivrei chaya oilam nadarchi avodoinum oves. Zoinim achreichem, you're going away from your seichel. You're taking the seichel and using the seichel to give chiyus to the taivas. So the first stage is the tzitzis, the avdus, the mekabel avdus, is to stop ourselves being zoyne after the lev and the einaim. Veloisa suru. The man tizkuru. Zog to the man tiyu pnuyim mi machshoves hevlehem. Ubazen tizkuru goydel hokel vechazdoi. If you stop the sasuru achrei levavchem vachrei nechem, precious, hevdel, havdola, separating yourself from the ritzoinus and the taivus, then you come to a whole different level of mitzvahs, the mantizkuru, shu pnuyim ni machshavas hevleyem, you won't be bothered by these machshavas, ubezeh tizkuru, goy del okel vechazdoi, vasisim es kol mitzvoysai, ubezeh tasu kol mitzvoysai, me avo meira. At the beginning, I mean, she's in a milchana, and he looks at his sisters and he says, I'm an eved, I made the olah shvur, my goof is taking me here. No! And I force myself to stop. And then when you come to that, the mantizkuru, that you come to a whole different level of avo, being mekayim the mitzvahs from avo and yirah shamayim, not yirah sa'oynesh and the lower levels, come with a cheshek, v'yisem kdoishim lelokeichem, u'bozeh tiyu kdoishim lefonav lechai oylam. Kashe kiven hu ba'omroi v'atem tiyu li mamleches koinim v'goy kodosh. How do we reach kedusha, Rabbi Isai? Exactly like we've been saying. Sur mera v'asei toiv. Precious. Komochim shatamotzi, gedush al erba, atamotzi kedusha. But that's only the haschol of the kedusha. You're poirish from the taivus aguf, loisasura achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem, asher atem zoinim achreihem. The man tizkuru, a whole different level of kiyum mitzvahs, with a cheshek, with avo, and then v'yisem kedoshim elokeichem, then you can be focused completely on Hashem Yisborach. It's a ladder. It's a mahalach. There's no stira here. What the Sforn is saying over there in Achrei Mois is the hemshech of the process. And he's explaining over here how you get to that level of Kedusha. It starts with the precious. It starts Geder Erva. If a person can't control himself, can't control his goof, can't control his taivas, he thinks he's a Kodesh, he thinks he's doing the Shem Shamayim. No, he's fooling himself. The Gevaldige Mahalach, which we learn in these parashas, how to get to Kedusha, Kedoshim, Lelokeichem, and Enoch Anami, the Mesilas Yishoim, says, in the level of Kedusha, Siyata Dishmaya. But he go all the way back to Zahiris, and in Zahiris he tells us, the Yetzer is stronger than the Mensch, and if a Mensch won't be mishtadled if they are to try himself, the Bereshit won't help him. Im Hashem lo yozrei, eino yochol lo, avol zokte, if a Mensch tries, and the Bereshit gives him siyata dishmaya. It's a long ladder. I don't know if we'll get to the top. It's a very, very high madriga, the madriga of Kedusha. But there's darkness and darkness in Kedusha. Even Zahiris and Zerizis and Nikias is already levels of Kedusha. And then you get to Precious and Hasidus, and more levels of Kedusha. Till you get to the ultimate. Of the Mahalach and Yavoido is Sur Meira, break the Ratzon. And then we can focus on the Asetoi.